For many remarried individuals, coming out of an unhappy or adversarial marriage and going through a divorce makes them wiser and better able to appreciate a new partner who is cut from a different cloth from their ex-spouse. People will consciously pick a second husband or wife who shares their views of family, values, interests, and even their sense of humor. This intentional action can help set the stage for a culture in which family members appreciate each other for their unique qualities, enabling them to be less critical and defensive when conflicts arise. This is true for me and my husband, Craig. We met in our early 40s and felt strongly that we wanted to carve out a marriage based on mutual respect and shared meaning, rather than obligation and unrealistic expectations. For example, we share a love of the outdoors and community service, and find great pleasure in gardening, hiking, and fundraising for nonprofit organizations. In contrast, my first husband and I realized early on that we were not compatible and didn't share the same interests or vision for the future, so we led separate lives. Our dream to create a loving home for our two children wasn't realistic because our emotional sensitivities, values, and personalities collided. After 17 years, it became apparent that our attempts to change each other weren't working and that our irreconcilable differences had taken a toll on our once loving marriage. Making a commitment to trust and appreciate Craig has strengthened my second marriage. My relationship with him is based on the premise that we choose each other every day, and we're dedicated to making time together a priority and treasuring it. No matter how hectic and busy our lives are, we never stop being curious about each other, and we strongly believe that lasting love requires nurturing. We adore our children and families more than words can say, but we love spending time together to laugh, share, hang out, and cherish each other. We're true partners. This is also the case for Erin and Ron, a remarried couple in their late 40s who agreed to meet with me in their home for an interview. Theirs is an unusual love story filled with passion and longing. Erin cheerfully explains their romantic relationship in both high school and college, their subsequent marriages and divorces to others, and their unlikely magical reunion. Erin reflects, "It was amazing to find Ron over social media and to see that he was available after not seeing each other for almost 25 years. We were childhood sweethearts who went our separate ways in college. And then I found out online that he had moved home after his divorce. We had been living very different lives, had 4 kids between us, but the spark was still there." After connecting over social media, Ron took a leap of faith and asked Erin for her phone number. It didn't take them long to rekindle their passion and realize that their friendship was still strong. After several months of dating, Erin and Ron felt confident that they were ready to make a commitment and say I do for a second time. Their seaside wedding took place with all 4 of their children and a gathering of over 100 family and friends, there to celebrate Erin and Ron's belief in a remarriage based on acceptance, respect, and a profound understanding of each other. Erin reflects on the difference between her first and second marriage. "It was a long time coming. I knew in my first marriage, right after having our first child, that we should part. But it took many years for me to convince my then husband that we should divorce. In my first marriage, almost none of my needs were being met. But in this marriage, almost all of my needs are being met. And if we have an issue, we talk about it. With Ron, we're equals with work, responsibilities, emotional availability, and all other aspects. We are pals